Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 143 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And in today's show, Kelvin talks to Dr. Carl Blanks of Conversion Rate Experts all about the scientific method of internet marketing, everything from thoughts on long-form sales letters, best sorts of video to use, fixing common problems with landing pages, all coming up in Internet Marketing. So, Carl, how did you get into the world of conversion rate optimization? Because I know you've kind of got an interesting history of your career before you kind of got into the conversion rate optimization as an industry.
Yeah. I was originally a scientist. I did a PhD at Cambridge in developing high temperature materials for rocket linings, and worked in industry carrying out. At times carrying out multivariate tests on large-scale processing plants. And so when, several years later, I found myself running a company a cell phone company, all of whom's revenue came from the web, then we were among the first to actually identify the huge opportunity from split testing and multivariate testing and all that kind of thing on websites, and doing so, we tripled the company's revenue and profits, more than tripled the profits in 12 months.
And that was all kind of based on that experience of the scientific method. Do you think that stood you in good stead?
Absolutely. I mean, what we do now as a consultancy is scientific marketing. It's a combination of identifying what, the things that would grow a company's business, and then using the scientific method, using split testing and other kind of tools to actually verify that what we're doing is, measurably growing the business. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know that the nature of the scientific method and the multivariate testing that you employ means that every project, every test will kind of throw up different results. But are there kind of any general trends of, some common additions that people should be making to their landing pages or to their homepage that, generally speaking, people tend to miss and ignore, and that you find in quite a few of your experiments that making these additions tend to help businesses convert at a higher rate?
Absolutely, there are general things that tend to work, and they tend not to take the form of page elements so much as activities. Mm-hmm. Or, for example, it's all based around, if you think the visitors are real people, what are the things that your real visitors are actually, what are the real reasons that they're not ordering? So sometimes it's because they arrive at the site and don't really understand what you do or what your benefit is in the marketplace. Sometimes, and if that's the case, then fixing that mm-hmm. does the job. Sometimes they don't understand, they don't believe what you're claiming. You might mm-hmm. be claiming benefits. So in that case, providing loads of proof that your claims are real and that they'll get the benefit that you're claiming, that's what does the job. Sometimes it's usability issues, in which case identifying those and fixing them is the job. Sometimes it's too much risk. Sometimes they they like the idea, but they perceive too much risk. And so risk reduction strategies make a big difference.
And do you think kind of understanding, like particularly if it's a business that has an offline and online presence, that kind of understanding in the sales process what those objections are can really help you kind of, you know, nail some of those areas you were talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we do as a company, as a consultancy, we spend much more of our time on understanding the visitor, understanding their, you know, what their driving forces and their objections. We spend much more, that part of the process is much more time consuming, but also more fruitful than the actual page design elements. You know, once you know why people aren't converting, then designing the page is actually the easy bit. Mm-hmm. And so we spend a lot of our time using, you know, speaking with the client sales staff, speaking with their customers, interviewing prospects and existing customers, going out and, you know, ordering, using their competitors and all that kind of thing. It's really like getting hands-on with what's actually going on the site.
And with that understanding, you're then better placed to see what the website needs to do and what's missing from it.
Exactly. It's we worked, you know, what are examples? One of our clients at the moment. Let me just think. Actually, which ones I'm allowed to talk about? working in online gaming, yeah. For example. You know, there's an amazing amount to be learned from actually going to, you know, to real life bingo, mm-hmm. for example. You know, we all went to bingo and we're speaking with the people there in real life and then transferred things that we discovered from that into the actual website. Usability problems that had already been solved by the offline bricks and mortar mm-hmm. companies, but not by the online companies.
And I mean, so one of the case studies I've seen that you worked on was the SEOmoz one, which I think, you know, you've kind of, you know, shared a lot of the data in terms of how you help them improve their landing pages and their conversion rate. And I think one of the things that particularly out of that case study that surprised SEOmoz, and I think probably surprised a few of the people in the SEO community, was the kind of the success of the long form kind of sales copy there. Do you think that, you know, generally speaking, that a lot of us who work in digital marketing kind of underestimate or you know, look down on the long form kind of landing page?
Absolutely. And it's not always the answer, obviously, but it's strange how so many people do. It's surprising how the length of a page creates such people get so emotional about it when if I was to name several, you know, several large companies and say how long are their sales presentations in terms of minutes, people would how long are Salesforce's sales presentations, you know, no one knows this kind of thing because I don't know, are they 15 minutes, are they an hour and a half? But for some reason, when you turn it into a web page, people suddenly become very aware of the length of it. What we tend to say is that the you know, analogous to the offline, you know, the real life sales presentation, your web page should contain at least as many words as it takes to sell it face to face. Because obviously, because in particular, when you're selling online, you don't have the benefit that you'd have to face to face, that you could have the, you know, the interaction, the Q&A section. And so basically, if your web page doesn't contain the information, you know, that the person would ask in a Q&A, then you're not going to be able to address all of their objections.
And it's about that kind of answering all those questions and getting that point across that's important. In fact, in terms of rather than actually just making it as easy as possible, which seems to be kind of the inclination that some people have, and I suppose it's all about the test, that actually what you should be doing with a landing page is making it as small as possible, as simple as possible, a squeeze page that the only really thing they can do is click the button. Is that, you know, that's not always actually what you want to do then.
No, and similarly, sometimes it is the right solution. Sometimes, you know, the squeeze page really is the best thing to get, you know, to get them to the next step and to gather the contact details, gather the lead. But I think it's whatever's needed to get you to the next step. And there's a phrase that we use, which is that for some reason the act of writing often turns geniuses into fools. Often people know this stuff in real life. They'd never dream of giving a 5-second sales talk in real life, but then stick, you know, get them to design a web page, and suddenly they start doing weird things that they wouldn't do normally.
Yeah, no, very much so. And how have you found the kind of use of video as a means of kind of getting across that? You know, that it might feel like people wouldn't like a long form, you know, sales page, but actually they can be quite effective at getting across that that sales message kind of with a video. Have you found that can work quite well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's in fact the SEOmoz page. SEOmoz are great in that they're such an open company that they were just really happy for us to give a level of detail about, you know, about what we do that most companies would be uncomfortable with. With the SEOmoz case study, we inserted a video. What Ran Fishkin, CEO of SEOmoz, said to us was that face to face, when he bumps into someone at a conference, he can almost always persuade them that they should be signing up for SEOmoz. And so we said, well, could you just point a camera at yourself and say whatever it is that you say to them at a conference, mm-hmm. and we'll stick it on that page. And that was the page that grew, that increased, that one test grew their sales, their subscriptions by 53%. Mm. So, yeah.
And similarly
on the same point, one thing that's unusual is that people, I think because those long pages for a long time became synonymous with tested marketers who tended to be, you know, the kind of the more seedy affiliate world, then people kind of had emotional attachments to long pages, against long pages. But similarly, no one seems to notice that. If you go to Amazon's page for Kindle, then if you printed that page out, it would be higher than a house.
Yeah.
It's an...
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Absolutely huge. It's an absolutely huge page, and the same for many very respectable companies now. You know, some of our clients now are using very extremely long pages, and they're very prestigious companies. And you kind of don't notice it so much when it's a prestigious company. But if you look at I'll not give any examples.
Yeah, I know what you mean in that kind of, yeah, just because it hasn't got a, but wait, there's more, you know, there's different types of long sales.
Exactly, because it doesn't start with from the desk of,
yeah.
successmarketer.com or whatever.
Yeah, and kind of going back to the video, you know, question a little bit there. Is there any kind of particular advice you found that, you know, if you're going to be producing one of these videos to go on a landing page or on a sales page, is there any particular advice? Is it the kind of keep it simple, set a camera up and just, you know, use your normal sales patter? Or is it worth spending a lot of money on the production of them? Or have you found that, you know, different types of videos tend to perform in different ways?
It depends. It's a very good question. And one thing, when we talk about long pages, by the way, just because a page is really long doesn't mean that it it still needs to be incredibly concise. So I'd say, yeah, rule number one is make the page incredibly concise and, you know, no waffle at all. That's really important. But similarly, even doing that, you'll probably still find that if you put together all the, you know, all the arguments, that there's a lot of information that you'd need to sell the service product. With video, it's the same. Keep the videos really concise. As far as production values go, it's hard because often, I mean, the production quality of a video, you know, can be very important in how you're perceived. And it's difficult because it means that video can be an expensive medium. Things that you can do, to a large extent, it depends on what the how you frame the video is, who it's from. Mm-hmm. There are companies like, for example, who 37 Signals do a nice job of filming customer testimonials, for example. Mm-hmm. And it's not the video itself isn't necessarily, you know, 37 Signals speaking. It's more, you know, it's the customers speaking. Mm-hmm. And Confused.com did a great campaign where it was all of customer webcam testimonials. Mm-hmm. So in terms of production costs, it was ridiculously low, and no one's upset when a customer webcam testimonial is low quality because it's what they expect. So I guess that's a couple of ways of making it easy. Voices.com, one of our clients, which we grew by about four times, they are a really good way of finding cheap voiceover people. Mm. And I highly recommend Voices.com for finding voiceover work. Yeah.
And, you know, talking about the testimonials and social proof there, have you got any kind of advice on best practices or how to get your customers to give you the kind of testimonials that work well?
Yeah, provide an amazing service to them, which is...
Can't underestimate that one.
It's core to everything because providing an amazing service so that, you know, the net promoter score, which is definitely something worth measuring. So the company's net promoter score is really high. And so because the knock-on effects of actually having a good product or service and having great customer support and happy customers can't be underestimated. Mm-hmm. The knock-on effects are huge. It affects everything. So start with that. Asking, don't be afraid, you know, especially when people, a good time to ask customers for testimonials is at the point at which they say something nice about you. If they say, oh, thank you very much, that's great, you know, I'm amazed at the service you provided, that is the time, you know, there should be a little trigger inside your mind to say, okay, mm-hmm. then now's the time to ask them if they could write a testimonial or you could film them or whatever. And the other one is keeping this stuff. I know this sounds ridiculously straightforward. Mm. But one thing that everyone should do now, if they haven't got it already, you press Command N or whatever it is, open up a new folder. Mm-hmm. Control Shift N is it? Open up a new folder on your hard drive, call it proof. Mm-hmm. And from then on, whenever you get proof that your product or service is great, just stick it in that folder. So at least then when a company like ourselves comes along and says, right, could you give us all your newspaper clippings and all your customer testimonials and all the times that you've been interviewed on TV and all those things, and then at least you're not saying, hang on, we've lost it all.
Yeah.
And do the same with a filing cabinet if you're a company that still uses a lot of paper. Just, you know, just take a file, call it proof, and from then on at least you've got somewhere to stick this stuff. I'd say so many companies are swimming in this kind of evidence, but they can't get their hands on it because they don't store it as it comes along.
Fantastic, Carl. And I know you're talking at quite a lot of conferences and events coming up over the next couple of months. Are there any in particular that you know, that you're looking forward to, or talks that you're looking forward to give over the next couple of months?
Fantastic. I'm just going to look at a big list here.
Busy man at the moment.
I know we're speaking at A4U Expo in London.
Yep.
And that's next week, next Monday. We've got, what are the other ones? We've got Conversion Conference in New York next week. My co-founder, Ben Jessen, speaking there. Conversion Conference Hamburg, that I'm speaking at quite soon. and probably some others that I'll feel bad about not having mentioned.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting series, isn't it? I mean, I know we're interviewing a few of the people from the Conversion Con conferences. Do you think that that's kind of a really good sign that there's, you know, that, you know, because where I've come across you has been at the kind of more general digital marketing conferences or the search conferences. Do you think it's a really good kind of good news for the industry that there's suddenly there's these events that, you know, people who are probably doing this on their own can kind of come together and share some ideas about their experience of how they've been doing it?
Absolutely, absolutely, definitely. There's the whole world of conversion is still in its infancy. There are still a lot of companies who aren't doing conversion rate optimization, which is outrageous, because when you look at the ones who are hugely successful, they, you know, the Amazons and Expedias and all those kind of companies, they are absolute masters of this. And it's the reason they're able to outbid everyone on advertising. Mm. It's something that we're going into we're writing a book at the moment.
Okay.
And for Wiley, and that's going to be out, I think, in February, and we've just finished writing a big rant section explaining why it is that so many companies are getting away with doing conversion, almost succeeding under the radar, because it's not a lot of companies aren't copying them, aren't going down that route.
Yeah, and people are prepared to spend millions of pounds on, you know, media and marketing efforts, but then not spend the equivalent amount, or at least some of that money, on making sure that when people actually get to the site that they can do what they want them to do.
And if you look at the history of direct response marketing, then it's all happened before with direct response marketing, then everything is about conversion, because the sophisticated marketers know that the way to dominate the market is to be able to out convert your competitors. Mm. And therefore, basically, if you can make more money per visitor, which is what conversion is, you know, for most companies, if you can make more money per visitor, then you can afford to outbid your competitors on the advertising. Mm-hmm. And that's everything. You know, if you can outbid your competitors on the advertising, you can dominate all those AdWords positions, you can dominate all the other spend. And so you really can't. The conversion's a precursor to the traffic.
Fantastic. Well, really appreciate that, Carl. I think there's some really interesting tips there as well. I mean, there's one particular website that I know you're involved with about kind of the software. So the you know, because that's one of the questions, isn't it? If you are going to do this testing or multivariate testing, there's kind of a plethora of tools and you know, software solutions out there. And you've got a particular website that, you know, I've come across before that, you know, that helps on that side of things. Is it whichmvt.com? Is that the URL again on that one? Or
exactly. Yeah. Which M for multivariate. T, V for variate, and T for testing, I guess, whichmvt.com. And that's a comparison site for testing software, and it's completely unbiased. We don't make any money from that. We don't for any technology recommendations. It's a great place to start that. And also our like you mentioned before, if anyone wants our we've got an annotated screenshot of the SEO Moz page that we created. Mm-hmm. and that's available from our website, conversion-rate-experts, which is plural.com.
Fantastic. Cheers. Really appreciate it, Carl.
Fantastic. Cheers, Calvin.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Hey,
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.